Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I am coming to you live from Munich at the MERS Maxis Expert Summit, and I'm meeting so many interesting people, 600 of the world's top experts in aesthetics. So I wanted to take you around to get people's opinions about what they think is currently trending and what's coming for 2020. So let's start with Jacob.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
This is Jacob Sanchez, Get Refreshed One on Instagram.
Yep.
What do you think has been trending this year for you, and what's going to be a future trend?
I think people are starting to really understand what facial harmonization is all about and facial balancing. That it's not about just accentuating your lips, but making all your facial features complement each other. So like if we're doing a nose, for instance, it needs to be proportional with the chin, and people are starting to become more educated. And it's the millennials that are actually coming in. They're telling me, hey, I watch your videos. You know, I thought my nose was big. But really, I see what you were saying is because my chin was so short that it was a lot of focus was going to my nose. So they come in and it's easier for me to be like, okay, all right, so you get it. We're going to augment and reshape your nose. And then we're also going to feminize your chin to just overall give you a more aesthetically pleasing look, not only from the front, but also from the side. I think I've always felt like this is modern medicine.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have to go under the knife. It's a non-invasive, something that you can reverse, and people are starting to learn about it. And we're about to see this huge wave of all these millennials who are finding out, like, wow, I've been living with this insecurity and I can actually change it and I don't have to go underneath the knife and it's not going to break the bank. So I think it's, I think this is only the beginning. And it's because of this multifactorial event that's occurring. You have millennials more willing to express what they're doing, like, you know, lip augmentation, nose reshaping, and just us becoming more advanced with our techniques. I think the combination of all these things coming together is really sparked the interest of people who really wouldn't have done this before, including myself. You know, I've only been injecting neuromodulators like Xeomin, Botox, Dysport for 3 years. If you would have asked me, would you do Botox 3 years ago, I'd be like, no way. No way. My friends found out, they'll pull my man card. And then I took a comprehensive course on it, and I was like, wow, I can totally see how this would fit into my life.
Yeah.
I could totally see this. I can incorporate this for the rest of my life. I want to look good while living a positive, influential, productive life. Just so I can, when I'm 60 or 80 years old, I can go back in the, it won't even be like photo books. It'll be like, go back on my Instagram 80 years ago. Look, son, look at Sonny. This was your grandfather climbing, summiting Mount Adams. Look at that jawline, boy. It's about just looking good and just feeling good, but also, like, I think that's where we need to come in and really destigmatize and make people understand, hey, this is not about vanity. It's the fact that we've become so advanced with the use of these dermal fillers and the technology that's available. We can do things that we weren't able to do. And people are starting to realize, wow, okay, I do understand when you say people only notice bad Botox or bad dermal fillers. It's a very small percentage.
Yeah.
I think we're starting, you know, you hold your advanced course. We have an advanced course too. I think it's really starting to get out there. According to the American Society of Plastic Surgery, facial rejuvenation using a non-surgical method has increased by over 6,590% since 2008.
That's a good statistic.
While a surgical rejuvenation has only increased by 19%. So we're making leaps and bounds, but it's still the beginning.
This field is in its infancy.
That's exactly what I said last week. I was like,
this is the beginning.
This is the beginning.
Yeah, and once we realize the possibilities, it's going to be kind of amazing.
It's almost going to be like getting a haircut.
Yeah.
But a haircut, if I chop your hair too short, You have to wait, what, 6 months for it to grow back? No, we can actually reverse this before you get up off the chair. It's kind of beautiful what we can do.
Okay, let's find out from our next expert. So we're just asking, I don't know if the audio will be very good, hopefully, to introduce yourself and tell me what you think was trending in your practice this year and what do you predict for 2020 coming up?
Oh, wow, that's a good question. That's solid. Okay, Larry Blevins, I am just north of Orlando. And what is trending in my clinic? Well, we're plastic, so we do a lot of facelifts, tummy tucks, lipo. In injectables, we're doing a tremendous amount of pan facial restoration, which is like my focus in 2020. We're getting into thread lifts, which is kind of hot and is probably the new trend. Do a tremendous amount of lasers, whether it's CO2, NDYAG, erbium. So do a lot of laser rejuvenation for the baby oil and iodine generation. And, yeah, I just love what we're doing.
What do you think the boomers are going to ask for coming up?
Well, if I was a baby boomer, the boomers? Oh, wow, that's a good one. Lipo. It's all lipo for them because we're still part of that genetic code. But for aesthetics and cosmetics for the baby boomer, wow, it would be turning back time. Because they're a little bit past the preventative stage, and now they're reversal, which is, takes into a whole new count your level of, you know, your care plan. So that's me.
That's perfect. Well, for 2020, so you're going to do more pan facial rejuvenation, meaning micro touches everywhere or major overhaul?
Well, I just look at the whole face. Like we used to always look at nasolabial folds, and then we went to cheeks, and then we just moved into tear troughs and then temporal hollows, and now we're in jawline. I think it's a pan facial. You really got to look at everyone from a whole spectrum of what all would it take from neuromodulators to volume to panfacially rejuvenate a face that looks natural, that looks beautiful, that I could equal who the people is in this room today. So yeah, I think you have the best people in the country here.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna ask Botox Fairy to give me her ideas. Tell me your real name.
Hi, I'm Audrey Rose. And
where are you from?
I am from Jamaica originally, but I live in Boston. And I have a practice in New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
I was going to ask you what's been trending in your practice this year and what are your predictions for 2020?
Okay, so trending, I see a lot more millennials. People are entering the industry a lot younger. And dealing and approaching, and my approach to the millennial community is huge and trending for 2020. I'm going to see a lot of body contouring, a lot of blending, and a lot of using products that are already on the market and just changing consistencies of those products.
You predict much more business in 2020? It's only going to explode more.
100%. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, for me, I just exploded over the past 7 years. So I can't imagine what 2020 will bring. Yes, recession proof.
Well, thank you. And now we're going to talk to Erica Berry. She is on Instagram at Botox Bunny. So let me come around here. So, Erica.
Yes.
Thanks for teaching at my master course with me.
It was an honor. It was an honor to be there. You're incredible.
So I just wanted to ask you what you've been noticing in your practice, any trends with your patients, your client base?
Lots of contouring, lots of jawline, temples, cheek filler, but more of a contouring look instead of an overfilled look. Uh-huh. And then lots of more natural lips, which I really like versus a few years ago where it was overfilled lips. It's much more natural now these days, which is, thank goodness, coming around.
Are you doing all your lips with a tenting insulin syringe technique now, or?
Mostly I'm using, actually switched over to a 29 gauge, half inch, and I'm doing very, 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 very superficial, and I'm leaving out a lot of the vermilion border, which is, I know, like very taboo, but doing mostly columns, which is tenting, and then leaving out deep. I'm going very, very superficial. And then starting maybe with a Juvederm, but then switching over to like a Refine or a Define or something a little bit more hydrophobic.
So you start with one syringe and switch to another, or mid-injection you switch?
It depends on how small your lips are. If you have a great body already, then I can just go right for the hydrophobic, right for the Refine. But if you have very small lips, I'll start with a Juvederm, start with something very like Ultra Plus, Ultra, Vobella, and then maybe switch you to a Refine or Define. But definitely loving more of a natural look. Thank goodness it's in for 2020 versus the Kylie Jenner 2018, 2017 huge lips.
I think that we will see more people evolve to look a little more natural.
Yes.
And I'm just hoping people will get more educated as far as what aging changes occur in the face, because there's so much fear of filler. What do you think of filler fear?
Yeah, I think the filler fear is that you're going to look like a pillow face, right? You're going to look weird and unnatural, which is where some people kind of go to the body dysmorphic area. So I think if we as injectors promote this natural look, this contoured look, then it'll promote more of this, hey, this looks natural, this looks good. You should look your age, but refreshed, like you slept, like you look good. And you can always, you know, add different modalities, add laser, add those chemical peels, add the SPF, and then go from there. But people that just come in and they've never had anything and they come to you when they're 55, obviously it's going to take more work. It's going to take more syringe. But a lot of my patients are millennials. They're 20, 25, 30. And that's when they're really starting and investing in Sculptra, Rydias, Hyperdilute. And that's where I think it's going to be. I think that's where, for my practice at least, I'm going to start with more dilute Rydias and Hyperdilute to really help to build that collagen.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. You look beautiful. You look amazing as always.